بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أبي نصر بازنطي. Bazanti is from an Iranian origin, living in Kufa and amongst the greatest companions of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, Imam Rida, as well as Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Interestingly, we talked about some of the companions that denied the shahadat of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. They were known as the Waqifiyah. Now, this was a very difficult moment, and it is said that Bazanti was also doubtful about the imamah of Imam Rida at the beginning of the imamah, because of all the words that were spreading about Imam Kadhim going into Ghaiba. However, he speaks to Safwan, one of the other companions that we talked about, and then he writes a letter to Imam Rida alayhi salam. He says that I want to come and see you, and I have a few questions that I want to ask you. Imam Rida replies to Bazanti. The letter is available and we have this. It's a very lengthy letter where Imam Rida tells Bazanti that it is not safe right now for you to come and visit me in Medina because of the different situation. And then Imam Rida tells him, however, the three questions that what you wanted to ask me, they were regarding three verses, and then he gives a lengthy answer about all the three verses. And when Bazanti receives this, he realizes that, based on the knowledge of the Imam, he realizes that such answers are not possible except from an Imam. And then he becomes amongst the greatest companions of Imam Rida alayhi salam and a narrator of hadith. There's an incident that we've narrated before as well, where he is in the presence of Imam Rida in Imam Rida's house with many of the companions. They're sitting down talking to Imam Rida. It approaches a bit late afternoon, maybe perhaps darkness as well, and Imam Rida and the companions say that it's time for us to leave, and so they ask permission to leave the presence of Imam Rida. As they're all about to leave, Imam Rida holds Bazanti and says, "Bazanti, you stay. I want you to stay back." Bazanti is very happy. I mean, you can imagine Imam Rida tells you, "Stay back." And so Bazanti stays back. And so they pray together and they spend a bit of time together, until a moment where it becomes quite late now. Imagine having conversation one-to-one with Imam Rida. Bazanti realizes that, however, it's become very late. Let me ask permission and leave. So he asks permission to the Imam and says, "I want to leave." Imam Rida tells him that, "Bazanti, would you like to stay at night? I don't mind you staying home. It's a bit late now." You can imagine the feeling. And Bazanti says, "Oh, my master, whatever you say. If you want me to stay, I'll stay." And so Bazanti stays the night at the house of Imam Rida. Imam Rida goes inside, brings a mattress and a cushion for him so that he can rest at night. And he leaves Bazanti in the room. The report says that Bazanti goes into sajda and he thanks Allah that to have such an opportunity that he spends a night at Imam Rida's house. And then, very interestingly, he's in sajda and he realizes that someone's come in the room. So he raises his head and realizes that Imam Rida is standing right there. And Imam Rida tells him, "Bazanti," he recalls for him what happened at the time of Amirul Mu'minin, where Amirul Mu'minin goes to visit somebody who was fallen ill. The somebody who had fallen ill, one of the companions, Amirul Mu'minin, goes to visit him. And when he visits him, at the end of the visit, Imam Ali tells his companion that don't allow shaitan to come in this kind of way. He says, don't allow shaitan to come and tell you that you are special or you have greater rank above others because I came to visit you. And so similarly for Bazanti, it's not because you spend the night at the house of Imam Rida that you are necessarily special and above others. Such a beautiful incident about this amazing companion called Bazanti.